take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Grab your H2O and caffeine. Well, forget about the science of coffee. Today, we're going to talk about the science of sales and marketing. And as entrepreneurs and small business owners, you often think about, you know, marketing. It's a little scary, but our guest today has truly developed a science behind it. He's developed a new system that's based on neuroscience, social psychology, behavioral economics, and has a method that is going to help us rapidly increase sales. And so if you ever look for someone who has actually found a way to bring science to marketing, this guest actually wrote the book on the subject. And so our guest today is David Hoffeld. And so, David, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, you've got us all intrigued, because when you start talking about the science of marketing or selling, you've literally written the book on the subject.
Yeah, when we say science, too, oftentimes that word has been used very flippantly, especially in the world of sales. When we say it, we literally mean science. We look at academic journals from social psychology, communication theory, cognitive psychology, social neuroscience, cognitive neuroscience, and behavioral economics that discloses the factors that influence how our brains make choices and why we choose one product or service and not another.
So it's not all the advertising. You've really got a method that if we pull pieces of it and learn this, you could actually help us increase our sales.
Absolutely. And the reason it works is because it's not based on my opinions or my experience or me working with, you know, a certain company. It's literally based on the science that discloses how our brains make choices. And there is now decades of research in this area. I mean, thousands of scientific studies. And not only that, but we've also learned so much from some breakthroughs on how our brains are wired because of technology with the fMRI machines that allow us to literally look inside the brain and understand what's going on when we're presented with one choice. Why is one product or service compelling and another comparable one we perceive it as not? Why is that? We now have really definitive answers for those questions.
Well, we're not all scientists, and obviously we don't have time to go back to school for several years to learn it. I know you've written a book on the subject. Is a lot of this summarized in the book that a layman like most of us could just pick it up, read it, and learn enough from it that it'll affect our business?
Absolutely. Yeah, the book is not a textbook or a journal article. It is practical. It's easy to read, easy to understand, very actionable ideas that you can use as soon as you put the book down. But rest assured, it is all grounded in science, so there are a lot of footnotes. Over hundreds and hundreds of footnotes in the book. So if you want to understand, I want to get more into the research behind this one idea, you follow the footnotes and you can literally read the research for yourself to understand it more deeply if you want to. So the option's there for everybody.
Okay. Now, this process, this science behind it, is this something many companies are using, or is this something new for us, or tell us?
That's an important question. Up until recently, this science has been hidden away in academic journals, and the only way to get it was literally to read academic journals and then connect the dots in the world of sales and marketing. There are some companies utilizing this in marketing, very, very few in sales, because there really isn't the academic research in the world of sales that would connect the dots as there is in marketing. Very few schools have courses on selling. And so, for example, last week I was at Harvard Business School teaching the MBA students this science-based way of selling. And so I was the only sales speaker they're having there the entire year, because it's all grounded in science. So there's a deep hunger for this, and smart business people want to make wise decisions, and they want behaviors that are literally based on real research. We don't have to guess our way to success anymore. We can leverage the science instead, and it's a game changer.
Okay, and you're saying specifically it's more geared towards selling, not just marketing, but more towards the selling process.
You can use these principles for either. The book talks about marketing a little bit, but it focuses primarily on selling. Like, how do you ask questions? How do you gain certain commitments? What do you need to know to present your product or service compellingly? But you can leverage the science in marketing as well. We do talk about that a little bit in the book. But yeah, it's an absolute game changer, because it aligns how you sell or how you market with how the brain is wired to make a choice. It starts with our buyer. Instead of saying, how do we want to sell, or how do we want to market, or looking for best practices, instead we focus solely on the only person that matters, our potential customers. And we say, what do we know? What has science shown us regarding how people are wired to be influenced? And we base everything on that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Because we speak on this show more about marketing, positioning, getting your name out there. But reality is, no matter how much marketing we do, it means nothing unless at the end you can close the deal. And so you're giving us a science way of how approaching our clients or our potential clients and how to close that deal.
Absolutely. And like I said, there's such a blur between the lines of sales and marketing now. A lot of times they really have to be aligned and on the same page. And this gives us a mutual dialogue of how do we engage people? How do we hand it off? What's our messaging? How do we position our messaging? So for marketing or sales, we can leverage the science. In fact, we've seen some astounding results when companies, both the sales and marketing, are singing off this science-based song sheet. And when they do that, it allows both to engage the customer in more effective ways, and it really synergizes together because there's often that huge disconnect between sales and marketing, and this allows them to be aligned and focus on, again, the only person that matters in the whole equation, our customers.
And so, you know, a lot of times when you speak of science and we're talking about having to read and learn something here, it can be a little bit intimidating. Is it your book, if I sit and read it cover to cover, can I walk away and implement those things? Like you said, it has actionable advice. I can actually walk away and make a difference in my business immediately?
Absolutely. The book is written. We took a lot of care in writing it so that it's grounded in science, absolutely, but it's very actionable, very practical, very easy to understand, all kind of exercises and examples that walk you through exactly how to use this. Because in my view, just knowing the science isn't enough if you can't apply it. It's the application where the power comes. And so being able to leverage this in the real world as soon as you put the book down, that's what we wrote the book for. And the feedback so far from the book, it's only been out since mid-November, been phenomenal. People have said they've used it. People are reading it and they're leveraging it and already seeing results just in the last few weeks. So it's been really exciting to see.
I can imagine. It's kind of like what I start picturing. If I was going to Vegas, you get the books on how to count cards. You're giving us an inside view or the science way of how to kind of cheat at selling and closing the deal. Share with our listeners, because we've only got a few minutes. You know, we have short time here. What are some actionable advice or what are some quick tips you could give us that, you know, kind of takeaways?
Yeah, a quick tip I'll share with you, and one of the most common questions I get from companies is, how do I initiate customer conversation? That's where a lot of companies struggle. And what can you do? Oftentimes in sales, we start conversations by talking about ourselves. Or we say, you know, can I have a few minutes of your time? I'll ask you some questions, and we'll see if we can help you. And, of course, buyers say no to that. They're busy. They have a lot of things going on. They don't want to fish for value. What we teach them to leverage is a scientific principle called reciprocity. It's very simple. Reciprocity is a social norm that says we should repay other people for what they have done for us. And so real quickly, what reciprocity, how you leverage it is, begin with value. Don't ask people for things, potential customers. Give them something of value, an insight, a white paper, an ebook, whatever it may be that can really demonstrate your expertise and provide meaningful value to them, and then they'll reciprocate by giving you their time and answering your questions and going forward in the sales process.
Interesting. Interesting. That's something I think, like you said, when you approach a new client, people are a little bit shy or not comfortable speaking.
Yeah.
And so you start talking, well, how's the weather? Or how are you? And they talk family, skirting the issue of the sales process. But if a buyer is busy, yeah, you definitely want to cut to the chase. You know, give me another example of what else we could do, something else we could implement today.
Absolutely. Another really simple thing we can talk about in 30 seconds is what's known as tag questions. Tag questions are value-building statements that are converted into a question. Often as salespeople, we make a lot of value-building statements, but we don't know if our buyers agree, understand, disagree. A tag question is putting a questioning phrase onto the end of that statement. And studies have been done on these. They've been shown to boost trust and boost the absorption of a message. So, for example, if I'm looking out the window right now in my office and I say, "This is a beautiful view," wouldn't you agree? Now, you have to contemplate the view, mentally assess it, and then verbally say yes, no, all of which, if I'm selling you the house, for example, would be very beneficial. So leverage tag questions. Take your value-building statements and convert them to a question. You'll boost trust, and people will understand what you're saying much more.
You're going to be amazed. Our 10 minutes are up, so I'm going to tell you, we're going to ask you to come back and join us, and I'm going to ask our listeners, visit our website, and you're going to get more information. You can find out how to get David's book, or you can visit his website at hoffeldgroup.com. I'm David Pollack with a 10-Minute Marketer, and we want to thank you for joining us.